Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song by Hillsong Worship. It's titled Your Word. You're welcome back, and here's God's word for the 24th day in April 2024. Pattern your life after God's word, not after your traditions. The theme scripture is from 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 and says, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We're grateful for a beautiful Wednesday that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it. We receive your word with grateful hearts today, and we ask that you grant us understanding in Jesus' name. Amen.
One of the reasons why some professing Christians remain babes in Christ many years after being born again is because they still hold tightly to the traditions of their elders, even when some of those traditions are in direct contradiction to the principles of the Word. Let me be quick to add that not all aspects of traditions are opposed to the Word of God. However, God doesn't want you to pattern your life after the traditions of the elders, but after the Word of God. Your development as a Christian should be based on the Word of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, the apostle exhorted, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Because you were born of the Word of God, you should also pattern your life after the Word of God, so that you may grow. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, the Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seeds, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Unfortunately, the lives of many professing Christians are being controlled by the traditions of their families or communities instead of the Word of God. Any tradition or culture that is contrary to the Word of God should be jettisoned and rejected. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, the Bible says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." For example, any tradition that promotes or involves pouring of libation, animal or human sacrifice, drunkenness, or sexual promiscuity under any guise is satanic, and no Christian should be identified with such traditions. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible says, "And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." Every Christian is an ambassador of Christ in this world, and hence should live a life worthy of that high calling. The Word of God is a manual for our living, and therefore your life should be patterned after it and not after traditions. To pattern one's life after God's Word means to do whatever the Word of God says, irrespective of any other opinion. When you read the Bible or hear the Word of God being preached, you should have an open mind that is willing to immediately adjust in line with the provisions of the Word. For example, imagine that you have been treating your domestic workers as lesser humans before now, and one day you read Colossians chapter 4 verse 1, and then immediately resolve in your heart to start treating them with dignity and pay them their agreed wages when due. It shows that your life is being cultured by the Word. On the other hand, if after reading 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 to 18, you continue to keep unbelievers as your closest friends, then it means your life is not being patterned after God's Word. It only shows that you have more respect for your friendship than you do for the Word of God. But know that if you have this kind of attitude towards the Word of God, then when you declare the Word, even in times of trouble, it may not work for you, because you have not shown yourself to have respect for the Word. Determine from today to have respect for the Word of God, and be intentional about patterning your life after the Word of God. Shalom. Let's pray. Say after me, believers. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your invaluable counsel to me. I am determined to consciously pattern my life after your Word. Please help me to prioritize your Word over every tradition of the elders that contradicts the principles of your Word. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, Welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt, River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out this episode is Fred Hammond singing Bread of Life. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifone. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, sent down from glory. Many things,
many things you were.
Sent down from glory, many things.
You
by your name.